are watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. In a review meeting held by Youth and Sports Minister, the officials had revealed that only 1,64,613 unemployed youth got benefits under Mukhya Mantri Yuva Nistham scheme. Out of the eligible of 2,56,636 in the state. The scheme was rolled out on October 2nd by Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu with much hype by promising to deposit Rs. 1,000 on each eligible youth's account. But the official concern failed on fulfilling such promises. Still, more than 38,700 grievances are in pending with the department, making more than 27%. Now let's move on to Telangana. The second public meeting of BJP Chief Amit Shah at Karim Nagar on Wednesday is all set to tune the tone of the party for an aggressive campaign ahead for the forthcoming state assembly elections. According to the party sources, irresponsible governance and irresponsible politics of Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao and the 4.5 years of TRS rule in the state is going to be the main theme of the attack. Now let's move on to Karnataka. According to an official from the State Health Department, 400 cases of swine flu have been confirmed in Karnataka. Authorities have started statewide surveillance to ensure that people are treated and that the disease is contained soon. Now let's move on to Kerala. Former ISRO scientist Nambi Narayanan received compensation of Rs. 50 lakh from the Kerala government on Tuesday, directed by the Supreme Court. Chief Minister Vijayan presented the compensation himself to the scientist, who was wrongly accused of spying on India, thus plunging his life and career in uncertainty. The Supreme Court on September 14th had ordered the government pay of Rs. 50 lakh as compensation to Nambi within 8 weeks for the mental trauma he was forced to undergo. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Hours after journalist R. Gopal, editor of Tamil bi-weekly Nakkiram, was arrested for a series of reports which allegedly had damaging references of Tamil Nadu governor, the court ordered his release on Tuesday. Gopal was arrested under the section of 124 of the Indian Penal Code, assaulting president, governor, etc., with intent to compel or restrain the exercise of any lawful power. He was produced before the magistrate, who refused to grant his remand and questioned the validity of the IPC section. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.